7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 9:03 p.m.
9:03? No, that's not correct. That is not the correct time. It's soup time. In other words, it's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, yes. Hello. Once again, it's 19:30 UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm glad you could join me today on this lovely, I don't know what day it is. He checks the calendar quickly. Sunday. Hey, today is Sunday, and it's a new moon tonight. Yay, new moon. I'm so excited. Almost excited to drink this tea. Almost as excited. Okay, yeah, so I got tea. What kind of tea do I have? Oh, it's delicious. I'm drinking the last of the Longjing. Well, not the last of it. I mean, what's left over from last night. So I'm drinking the Longjing that I started drinking yesterday. Let's drink some more. As he sloppily pours it into the cup. Oh, and now I got a little drip running down the side. Better wipe that off. There we go. Okay, here we go. More tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love drinking tea. Okay. Well, as delicious as this tea is, this lovely, yummy Longjing, we've really got something else we need to be doing, so let's kill this real quick. Okay. We got to get to work. Okay. Get out of the car. And I got to tell you something, too. Last night, I went to Harrenhaven for golden hour. And whereas I saw some ducks and geese, it wasn't anything too spectacular. But when I pulled in, the first thing I did was, you know, I got out of my car and I walked across the street and I checked the golf ball area and I found none. And so I walked back over to Harrenhaven through the parking lot, and as I was walking through the parking lot, I found a golf ball. Just a regular white golf ball, nothing exciting. So I walked around the side of the building and I went around the north side, not the south side. I went around the caterpillar garden side. And right there between the street and the caterpillar was another golf ball. Guess what it was? It was an orange golf ball. And I'm not kidding, probably the best orange golf ball I have ever found. The best color, it was glossy. What brand was it? Bomb, B-O-M-B. It was a Bomb 11, and apparently the Bomb brand is made by Top Flight. All right, this person just, nope, she didn't get it into the creek. She hit the trees and it went out. And so now we have this other orange golf ball. That means I found two orange golf balls yesterday. Two. The Bomb brand is apparently made by Top Flight. All right. And so I'm just standing here. What we have done is we've come down to the creek again today. and I'm standing here, there are people with carts on the hole. I thought they were going to knock them down. Yeah, we got three people who require two carts to play a nine-hole golf course whose longest hole is 150 yards. And if you're wondering, yes, they are all very obese. But anyway, because we had good golf ball luck yesterday, and yesterday was a golfing day, there was a lot of people out golfing, and there's a lot of people out golfing today too. Have we lost any good golf balls today? I almost fell. Oh, and I had a dream about finding a golf ball retrieval tool. Yeah, like I was in a thrift store or something, and thrift store, secondhand goods shop for all my foreign listeners. All right, we are down in the creek, and I see golf balls, white golf balls. Other golf ball collectors have not been coming down here, because I see one, two, three. I think there's one in the water. Four. Oh, a bumblebee just went by. Hi, bumbler. Oh, I saw a bumblebee in my backyard the other day, too. Yesterday? The day before? I don't know. Okay, I can see at least five golf balls that were here yesterday. The white ones. So let's get all the way down here into the actual creek bed and see what we can see. Ba-dum-ba-dum. Okay, I'm down on the ground. There's animal footprints here, and they're fresh. What are those? Can't tell. Probably marmots. Okay, looks like we got a couple new ones down here. I can see. If I could step over the mud here. There's 1 meter of water and then mud. Oh, damn it. I wore my good shoes, and I promised myself to wear the crappy ones today, and I forgot. So dumb. So dumb. So right here, if I had a golf ball retrieval tool, one, two, three, four, five white ones, no problem. Just sitting here. Just sitting here. I'm looking around, I'm looking for golf balls. Diddly doot doot doo. Why am I so obsessed with golf balls? Well, it's not that I'm obsessed with golf balls, necessarily. But I am obsessed with colored golf balls. I don't know why. Because they look like big pieces of candy. I think that's my problem. Oh, we got some Mati footprints over here. I see some color. What is that? I see something orange or red that I can't quite get to. But I don't think it's a ball. It kind of looks like there's something under a leaf. There's two white golf balls in the water now. The one that we left here yesterday, and now there's a white one where the orange one used to be. golf balls everywhere. Yeah, so that's my excuse. I'm going to just claim, we got to go back and get a stick. I'm going to just claim that my fascination with golf balls is just an extension of my fascination with candy. They're colorful. They're bright colors. Colored golf balls are bright, crazy colors. Where's that stick I had yesterday? Here it is. Golf balls are bright, crazy colors that we don't find in nature. Kind of like you find with candy. And golf balls are slightly bigger than the average piece of candy, which makes it more appealing, because then you're like, ooh, it's a big piece of candy. Big piece of candy is better than little piece of candy, right? All right, this mud is soft. We are going to sink, and I have the bad shoes on. I mean, I've got my good shoes on, which is bad. All right, what is this under here? Okay, that's nothing. We have an orange price tag on a piece of cellophane. It's not an orange golf ball or anything. Okay, today, it's warm down here. It's another nice day. Almost too nice, I'm thinking. It is above 23 degrees Celsius. Oh, here's another golf ball lodged in the bank here on the other side. Could we actually get that one? Not really. Don't need another white golf ball anyway. We picked up a white golf ball yesterday. As I was saying, it's a nice day. Too nice. It's, oh, just a little bit of clouds here and there. We've got direct sun on our Tobster. It's hotter than 23 degrees Celsius. It's over 72 degrees Fahrenheit. And I have realized that this puts me right smack dab in the danger zone. We gotta be careful. I am feeling better than I was yesterday. I still have a little bit of that pain happening, but that's gonna go away in the next hour or so, I can tell. It's done. It has run its course. Speaking of running courses, I am back up on the bank, looking at the far bank, looking for golf balls. I see none. Now, where's that other golf ball at? Oh yeah, it's right there. Can I get to it? Not without some effort. Oh, somebody just teed off. And I looked up and I saw the ball sort of land over by the green. Okay, so we got some good golfers up. But get ready, just in case. If you hear kunk-a-thunk-thunk, that is, of course, a ball bouncing between the trees, pinballing between the trees. So we've got a couple more golf balls on the mud flat here, white ones. We've got one down in the water right here. I think we found all of these yesterday. I don't see any new golf balls. I don't see anything new. Okay, that's fine. Let's go over here. I want to check another area, and it's over here. Wait, what's this? This is nothing. Okay. What else has been going on in Tobland overnight? Well, I drank that tea. You know. I love drinking tea. Tea is good. Everybody loves tea. Or at least anybody that I care about. Oh, that's so rude. What a terrible thing to say, Tob. I know. I need to get up here, up by the street. Oh, and I thought of two things. Two things hit my brain simultaneously. I forgot to tell you, yesterday, last night when I was at Herrenhaven, and I was leaving, I drove up Turkey Street, and yes, of course, I saw half a dozen turkeys. I thought they were going to step out into the street in front of me, the way they were walking. I thought, okay, so now I'm going to have to sit here for 10 minutes, you know, while the turkeys walk by. But no, that didn't happen. Apparently, they didn't all feel like crossing the street, and so the one that was stepping into the street, you know, said, okay, fine, we'll just not do it then. So, you know, okay, whatever. Turkey action. Man, it's getting hot. We're not going to be doing this for much longer, kids. Getting a little bit of a cool breeze. And that's nice, but it's not that cool. All right, we need to get up here by the street. And I want to look over here. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah, the other thing that I thought of. Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. I shouldn't even be saying this out loud, but if there's one thing I believe in Dubious Goals Committee-ing, it's truth and transparency and verisimilitude. So yesterday was a nice day, remember? Kind of like today. Is there a goose flying over my head? I think there's geese around here. But I'll tell you what's not around here is golf balls. All I want is a blue golf ball. Is that too much to ask? All I want is a plum-colored golf ball. And a pine green golf ball. Pine green golf ball. Stupid idea. But anyway. Yes, yesterday was a nice day. And my neighbor's teenage daughter thought it was nice and warm. And so she put on her bikini so she could lay out on the deck. It's a nice day today. It's nice and warm, sunny. It might even be warmer. It's getting dangerously hot. I'm turning around. This is not a smart thing to do, Tub. So I'm wondering, when I get home, will Bikini Neighbor be out and about? And I hear loud motorcycles, which reminds me of another thing. I heard motorcycles running last night. And when I say running last night, I mean guys making speed runs at 2:15 a.m. on the interstate, flying. I almost ran up there to see what was going on, but yeah, I didn't. It was late. I was kind of tired. And what was I doing last night? I wasn't doing any musical stuff, was I? I don't know. But I was not interested in running up to the interstate. But I heard them. Maybe tonight, too. Maybe tonight. Maybe I'll go check tonight. So anyway, it's too hot. We can't look for golf balls anymore. Let's listen to some music. Yay! Hooray! Why, though? I know you're asking me, why, Tobe? Why do you play that? Well, because it makes me smile. Because it makes me laugh. It makes me giggle like a giddy little schoolgirl to hear Baby Metal sing Gimme Chocolate. That's a great song. And it puts me in such a good mood. Especially after not finding any golf balls. Oh, which reminds me, you know, speaking of golf balls, if we're going to, you know, settle down, if we're going to try to calm down and not be completist, not to be, you know, completionist collectors, and not, we don't need to collect every goddamn golf ball. We don't need every golf ball we find, because we find a lot. So I'm thinking we need to set some clear goals, or at least parameters. Like, do we really need to pick up white ones? Yeah, maybe if they're easy. If they're just laying there on the ground, yeah, pick them up. But if you have to do work, then we don't really need to get into that. And I was thinking, we really need to, now that I have what, how many? I have 4 orange golf balls now. I think I have 4 or 5 red golf balls now. We need to focus on the rare colors. We need pink, we need purple, we need blue, we need green, and most of all, here's a goal, here's a target that I would like to achieve this year. I would like to find another soccer ball golf ball. Remember last year we found that one? It's sitting right there. It's got the red pentangular spots on it to make it look like a Telstar ball. I want one of those, but I want one with black spots. So we got to keep an eye out for that. And I think there's some with blue spots. Why did I think that? Did I just dream that, or have I actually seen something of that nature? Yeah, I don't know. But one thing that we do need to do, one thing that we need to figure out, if we're going to continue with the golf ball thing, and if we're going to find more golf balls, we need to do some more research. And that research isn't into, you know, other potential colors. Although, I was thinking the other night, glow-in-the-dark golf ball. What if there were glow-in-the-dark golf balls? I want a glow-in-the-dark golf ball! That's like the holy grail, glow-in-the-dark. Even more than a plum golf ball, glow-in-the-dark golf ball. We might have to make one. Get a white golf ball, paint it with that zinc oxide? No, not zinc oxide. Zinc... There's a compound that's glow-in-the-dark. Publius, please remind me what that is. But the research that we really need to do, that we really need to look into, is something along the lines of figuring out how important it is to keep a golf ball clean. You know,
keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Oh, I see.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Nice, but is it
logo-free?
Let's
take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Asset.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Die-cast.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush,
yes,
provides superior cleaning.
High performance.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
No, it doesn't.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Unsightly.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Oh my gosh, I think I will. I'm going to have to get on the phone right now. Except they're not even giving me an 800 number. If you want me to order it, give me an 800 number. Don't you think we'd be calling that one every day instead of Campbell's Soup? Yeah, duh. Oh, but anywho, regardless of who we're calling, regardless of all our favorite 800 numbers, the truth is I did nothing yesterday. Well, that's not entirely true, but, you know, I was weird yesterday. I didn't feel very good, so I didn't do any work on this little project. Yeah, so I'm hoping today I will have some time and energy to get back into this stuff. That's about all the further I've gotten with that. You know, I've just sort of been working on this melodic line, this whole over-encompassing theme. And that's about where I'm at. I've got some ideas where I want to go. I just need to, I don't know, start putting some parts together. So maybe I'll do some of that today. I don't know. But one thing that I should tell you is that finding golf balls is fun, and sometimes I do that when the weather is warm. Here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. That's right, every day, people. 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.